This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. Today's episode of Lighthouse 112 is highlighting a problem-based learning civics education project that has been going on in sixth grade social studies in both of our middle schools. Today's episode features Edgewood Middle School during its simulated legislative hearing. What we're going to share are clips from the legislative hearing. Project Citizen is an interdisciplinary curricular program for middle, secondary, and post-secondary students, youth organizations, and adult groups that promotes competent and responsible participation in local and state government. The program helps participants learn how to monitor and influence public policy. In the process, they develop support for democratic values and principles, tolerance, and feelings of political efficacy. And that comes directly from the Project Citizen website at civiced.org. Project Citizen has been part of North Shore School District 112 for more than 20 years. So in the segments of today's podcast, you'll hear students presenting to a simulated legislative hearing. You'll also hear from community member and volunteer Mark Nolan Hill, a surgeon in the Highland Park community and a community leader who for many, many years has been coordinating and supporting and working with our middle school students as they prepare for their Project Citizen work. This is an example of bringing history alive. It's an example of bringing civics alive. It's an example of connecting various subject areas and various ways of doing things. This year, all sixth grade students in the school district participated in a Education Foundation funded grant from the librarians at the middle schools to read a book called Refugee, and they read it in conjunction with social studies, and they learned about what a refugee is. They learned about sort of the plight of three children in three different time periods going through the Holocaust in the 1930s and 40s and in the 1990s and the Cuban refugee crisis, and also in the current modern time, the 2017, 2018, 2019 Syrian civil war. And they've taken the concepts of refugee and the concepts of displacement, and they've connected them to their own lives of being sixth graders and having just been displaced, so to speak, from their fifth grade elementary school education, the transition from fifth to sixth. And they also realize that some children who do not grow up here in North Shore School District 112 and they transfer in mid-year sixth grade or during seventh or eighth grade really have been at a disadvantage in terms of understanding what, in fact, the school has to offer and how, in fact, they can get involved. So the long and short of it is, through this Project Citizen civic engagement and problem-based learning lessons that teachers Brian Wagner and Robin Rukin facilitated with the support of District Coordinator Bree Savick and, of course, the volunteer support of Dr. Mark Nolan Hill, what they did is they connected the concepts from that refugee concept and they integrated into the transition of middle school and also being a new student concept. And they really focused on social emotional learning and they focused on what students need. And at the end of the day, the public policy that these youngsters are recommending is a Edgewood Student Survival Kit, a student handbook for students and by students that makes far more sense to them than the current student handbook that we have. That's really a legal compliance document that, as they discovered, was really for the parents. So thanks so much for tuning into Lighthouse 112. And the next segment's going to have Dr. Hill giving the introduction, as well as the first set of student presentations in the simulated legislative hearing.
Hi, Mark. the very first year that Edgewood Middle School will be doing Project Citizen. And the topic is, as you heard by the Tom Petty song, you guys know who Tom Petty is? You do? No? Is You Don't Have to Feel Like a Refugee. And it includes all aspects of a student's difficulties in transitioning from a different school, a different city, state, or country into the Edgewood School and the Highland Park community. And it's the recognition of the newcomers to the school who may initially feel that they don't fit in. And knowing how to access all aspects of the school and community welcoming resources. Now, Project Citizen is a nationally sponsored program in which the students learn about public policy and civic education. And each year, they choose a problem in their community, research it, and develop a public policy and an action plan to promote it. Each year, the entire sixth grade class have a day-long interactive session with me discussing their topic. And then, today, they present a simulated legislative hearing to a distinguished panel, including Mayor John Dickert, our superintendent, Dr. Michael Blumenfeld, Special Agent FBI Richard Stilling, and Highland Park High School teacher, Mr. John Gorleski. And this Monday night, and you are all invited, at 7:30 p.m. in City Hall chambers, the students will present to Mayor Rotary and the council and receive a mayoral proclamation. And Project Citizen success in the past have included being chosen by former Governor Quinn to represent the state of Illinois in national competition after a personal presentation we did in Springfield, and being awarded the Blue Ribbon in national competition, first time Illinois has ever won. They received personal written commendations from former Governor Quinn, former Mayor Daley, former Toronto Mayor David Miller, Attorney General Lisa Madigan, former Senator Mark Kirk, and Mayor Dickert. And we actually had two personal visits to Highland Park from Governor Quinn. And their past topics have included immigration, ravine erosion, mercury in the environment, Lake Michigan pollution, water conservation, lead contamination, sustainability, bullying, emerald ash borer invasion, hunger in Highland Park, monarch butterfly migration, and concussions in school sports, just to name but a few. And this topic that we're talking about includes aspects of food availability, ambassadorship, peer buddies, social work, school supplies, school descriptions, language assistance, community services, with the recognition of needs at each level, the differences in laws, cultures, behaviors, language, and so on. And these students have encompassed this most important and most sensitive topic with great intensity with the help of teachers Brian Wagner and Robin Rukin. Students,
hello, my name is Samantha Rosenberg, and I want to thank everyone who came out here today to listen to our presentations. Thank you, judges, Dr. Mark Nolan Hill, Sergeant Professor, Mayor Nancy Rothering, Mayor John Dickert, President and CEO, GLSLCI, Dr. Mike Blumenfeld, Superintendent, District 112, John Gorleski, Highland Park High School teacher, and lastly, Richard Stilling, Special Agent FBI. Thank you all for coming out here today. Project Citizen has been around for nearly 20 years in Highland Park. Project Citizen is a national and international program for students of all ages that can develop informed and responsible interactions with local and state government. The program helps us learn how to monitor and influence public policy. It tasks us with identifying a problem in our community, researching it, proposing a solution, and making a call to action. In the process, we, the sixth grade students at Edgewood, learn to discuss democratic values, collaborate, promote tolerance and acceptance, and practice the importance of political and community involvement. Thank you.
Very good.
Hello, my name is Annie Lee. We are here today to inform you about what we hope will be the eventual launch of the Edgewood Survive By Student Handbook, a student handbook created by kids for kids. Particularly new incoming students, we feel that this new student-centered handbook will help our students feel more comfortable when they arrive at school for the first time. It is not always an easy situation when you're going to a new school, especially in the middle of the year, perhaps with few or no friends, and potentially having moved to a different area, state, or even country. New students are in many ways like refugees and displaced people looking to feel at home, desperately wanting to succeed, cherishing the old while embracing the new. They are looking for guidance, assistance, and a helping hand, and a welcoming smile. We desire to provide that and more. As you will hear, we would like to create a new student handbook, the key word there being student, one that reviews the concept that will help our students feel informed, safe, welcomed, and comfortable, and aid in faster acclimation and acculturation to the school. Some of those things include a thorough description of the school and how things work here, the people to go to if in need assistance, community resources, and more. There are many problems in this world that are unchangeable, but this problem we feel can change, so we can change. And that is why we're here in front of you today. Thank you.
Very good.
Hello, my name is Megan. Throughout this year, our class has participated in an in-depth study of various refugee crises occurring around the world, both in past and present. We learned about refugees from the Holocaust in the late 1930s and 40s, the 1990s Cuban refugee crisis, the war in Syria, and the Lost Boys of Sudan. We read the acclaimed book, Refugee by Alan Gratz, studied government responses to various refugee crises, watched press conferences, viewed the award-winning documentary, Guide Retired Us, and even welcomed Sudanese refugees to Edgewood who came to speak to us about their experiences. We researched refugees' journeys, read about their plights, and listened to their stories. Each student had a unique circumstance, and yet there were common threads that ran through all their stories. Their feelings, they all shared experiencing feelings of fear, the unknown, excitement, nervousness, tension, a sense of displacement, loneliness, and even confusion. Trying to assimilate to a new culture and environment was also challenging. For those who were lucky enough to arrive safely to a new destination, new obstacles arose. Who do I go to if I need help? How do things work here? Where or how can I create meaningful relationships? As you sixth graders at Edgewood began the meeting, the process of determining an area of need for Project Citizen, it occurred to us that new incoming students can really relate in many ways to refugees' positions and feelings. Incoming students are coming to a new place and are faced with new customs and new set of rules just like refugees. This can be very hard for students when moving to a new school or new place. These things can cause major anxiety issues, which can likely be prevented if he has something to offer newcomers to help them adjust, therefore avoid the terrible feeling mentioned earlier. Students will feel significantly more comfortable about starting at Edgewood for the first time if you could offer a guide, in this case, a student-centered handbook. Edgewood does have a handbook, but unfortunately, Edgewood does not offer this kind of handbook yet. However, we are hopeful that this possibility exists. We'd like to make it from our view.
New students are constantly trying to fit in or belong. Schools take many approaches to try to assuage the fears and concerns new students inevitably face. While Edgewood offers a variety of options to assist students, we feel more is needed, much more. Changes must be made. We are here today to present to you our ideas about how this problem could be addressed and potentially resolved.
A number of students shared their reflections, and what follows are a few lessons that the students wanted to share that they learned from this Project Citizen experience and from the simulated legislative hearing. In addition, we want to remind our listeners that they were connecting the concepts they had learned earlier in an interdisciplinary cross-school library social studies work on refugees and the concept of students who are displaced and people who are displaced. And they wanted to connect that with the feelings of young adolescents in middle school and new sixth graders and also new students entering sixth, seventh, or eighth grade.
We want to thank you all for coming here today to hear our reasoning that schools should improve a system to make students feel welcomed. Special shout out to Mrs. Rukin and Mr. Wagner. We hope you enjoyed our presentation and we would be happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you all for coming out. Project Citizen has been an extraordinary opportunity for the Edgewood Middle School sixth graders, and we are all grateful for the experience. Through our collaboration, research, and studies, we have realized that equal focus is needed in a local and global community. We must appreciate, respect, and cherish our rights, our democracy, ourselves, and each other. Thank you again.
Very good.
Good afternoon. I hope you are all doing well. My name is William. Furthermore, I would like to thank you for joining us, especially a big thanks to our judges, Dr. Mark Nolan Hill, Surgeon Professor, Mayor John Dicker, President and CEO of GLCLCI, Dr. Mike Lulefeld, Superintendent, District 112, John Gorlowski, Highland Park High School teacher, Richard Stanley, Special Agent FBI. For coming, Project Citizen has been an extraordinary opportunity for Edgewood Middle School sixth graders, and we are all grateful for the experience. Through our collaboration, research, and studies, we have realized that an equal focus is needed on local community and global community. We must appreciate, respect, and cherish our rights, our democracy, ourselves, and most importantly, each other. Thank you again.
Very good, students. Very, very good. You did a great job.
When the students at Northwood have their simulated legislative hearing in English and in Spanish, we will be sharing excerpts and lessons learned from the Northwood simulated legislative hearing from their work with their Project Citizen project. Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.